Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being with me. It's just you and me for a couple of segments. I got a couple of things on my mind, some things I wanted to throw out to you and get you to think about and consider. I know I keep bringing this up, but it's just something that I think is important to point out is the way we look at. The way we look at what's going on right now, I had it in my mind this was going to be maybe even an unprecedented year. And first of the year, 12 months ago, I started saying that we were going to live in the Chinese curse, which is may you live in interesting times. And I said politically and economically, these are going to be interesting times. I looked around at the political landscape, at what was going on in the presidential campaigns, and I said, this is going to be a wacky year. I looked at what was happening with the mortgage situation and some other things that they were talking about a year ago this month in December. Things started melting down about a year ago, and as we now know, the economy was actually already in a technical recession. And I also said that we wouldn't have a recession in 2008 that began in 2008. I said, if we have one, we're already in it. And it turns out that was true. Now, the thing that I want to talk about right now, though, are some of these unprecedented things. And there's a reason why I want to bring them up, though, folks. And I want you and me to make sure that we note these things, that we understand what caused them, and that we identify who caused them, who and what caused them, that we get a little bit angry at the people who let this happen, the people we thought we could count on who let this happen, and we do our best to try not to let it happen again. Now, cycles have been going on in the economy for as long as there's been economies. As long as there have been marketplaces, there have been booms and busts. And that's not going to stop. You and I are not going to stop that. But folks, there are unprecedented things going on right now. And the reason why they're so dramatic is because we now have the ability to export problems globally at light speed. And so I think this is a time when, you know, when the junk bond debacle happened in the early 80s, that didn't affect everybody in the whole economy. When the stock market crashed in 87, that didn't affect the whole economy. We didn't even have a recession when that happened. When the recession happened in the early 90s, it lasted about 7 or 8 months, and it was barely a blip. When the last recession happened in 2000, it was barely a blip. The closest thing to what we got going on right now really was the attack on us in 2001. And that was rough, and it was tough for a year or two. But even that didn't put us into a recession, a technical recession. But what we've got now is unprecedented in that we've had all of these subprime mortgages that were created. Folks, you need to understand that those were created by the insistence and the regulatory requirement, almost, of the federal government. The government caused all the environment. They caused the opportunity in some cases, the requirement by banks to make subprime mortgages. And that created product creation opportunities for mortgage people who originate mortgages. The Federal Reserve made the liquidity available. The money had to go somewhere. And so we got all these houses out there that were sold to people who couldn't afford them. And those product, those mortgages were securitized and then re-securitized and on and on. And so we've got Wall Street. We've got some complicity on Main Street. But we've got Wall Street and some on Main Street and a lot of it in the government. And these are people that we thought we could count on to not lead us down this path. We have to get a little bit angry at ourselves, I think, too, because we've all spent more money than we probably should have. And we've all borrowed more money than we probably should have. I'm saying our nation as a whole. So we need to be a little bit angry, a little bit disappointed in some of the things that's been going on, because I want us to feel that right now. We are going through times right now that are unprecedented, and I'm going to talk about some more of those things right now. Things that haven't happened in 100 years. And I'm talking about, one thing is I'm talking about are the car companies. The big three is a one example of that. We're going through some times. The excesses and the mistakes that were made, the incompetence that was allowed to happen, the greed that was allowed to get out of hand, we're now, those chickens have come home to roost, and we're now paying for those right now. In this very moment, and for the last few quarters, and for the next few quarters. And so the only way, in my opinion, one of the best ways I think we can try to prevent this from happening, at least to this degree, and maybe for a while at least, again, is by stopping for a moment and reflecting on this, and thinking, okay, what part did I play in this? What part did others play in this? Let's take responsibility, and let's assign responsibility. We'll take responsibility for the part that we played, and we will assign a responsibility to those that we elected or that we hired, that we thought were doing the right job, and they didn't do the right job. They didn't do their job. They let things get out of hand. People were paid too much money. I think we ought to get a little bit angry. I think it's an appropriate emotion right now that if we're going to remember what happened, if we're going to mark this unprecedented time that we're in right now, I think it's appropriate that we mark it with a little bit of anger. And then that anger is as we assign responsibility to whoever is responsible for those things. And I think if we do that, I think if we allow ourselves to do that a little bit, it'll help us to remember. Next time we're given the opportunity and we see somebody not doing their job, we'll remember how angry we got the last time something like that happened, and maybe we'll help make a difference. More to come after these messages. Stay with me. Little Dire Straits bringing us back. Mr. Mark Knopfler on lead, guitar, and vocals. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the mothership, and, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz, and our blog, jimsblog.biz. I post every day, just about every day. Sometimes if I'm traveling, it's hard to do that, but I post on my site, on my blog site there, every day, just about, and if I do, it's usually 2 to 4 different posts every day. So hope you check that out. And of course, if you just remember the mothership, smallbusinessadvocate.com, you can find everything else is we'll link off of there. I'm talking about anger, ladies and gentlemen. You know, most people, sometimes, you know, judges make people who get angry, they make them go to anger management courses, right? You know, I think he has anger issues. You know, you hear that all the time. Anger is typically not a good thing to have. It's a negative thing sometimes. Most of the time, okay? But I'm trying to get across the idea that maybe anger is a little bit of a good thing right now with regard to the experiences that we're having in the economy. Because if your company is not doing great right now, and many people aren't, and 2009 is going to be a tough year, at least the first half, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm sad to say that there are going to be a lot of businesses go out of business. you know, in during this recession. A bunch of businesses are not going to make it, large and small. And that makes me unhappy to think about that, especially for the small companies. But if I do think that one of the ways to remember this unprecedented time that we're in right now is to is through a little bit of anger. Just make sure that you attribute it to responsibility, that you're that you think about, okay, who did we give responsibility to for that? What did they do? And if they didn't do their job, be a little bit angry about that, because, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have this to do over all again. There are going to be times when the opportunity to create the kind of problems that we've got right now will happen again. And I think the only way we'll remember what happened and how we got into this mess is through a little bit of anger, remembering how mad it made us when we our business was off and it wasn't our fault. We did a good job, but other people did some things to cause a cascading effect on the economy, and it hurt our business. Or I had to lay some people off. You know, if you had to lay somebody off, get a little bit angry about that. I think. I just think that that's one way to remember, so that whenever we have an opportunity to elect a member of Congress or a president, or we buy a stock, or we buy a product. How about a product? Let's ask ourselves, you know, are these the kind of people that we can count on to be responsible for to do the right thing? Now, let me give you something that I'm pretty angry about. The car companies, the automobile dealers, the big three are not dealers, but the manufacturers, the big three, GM, Ford, and Chrysler, they've gone to Congress with their hands out. They wanted $25-35 billion. The Congress came up with a 14 or something like that billion dollars, and they voted on it yesterday. It failed. You know why it failed? Well, some of the folks, mostly Republicans, wanted the unions to get their pay on parity, on par with what other car companies are paying across the country, the ones who are not failing. And they wanted them to do that next year. Now, that was the Republican line. The Democrat line, and I'm going to read a quote from Senator Chris Dodd, who didn't like that idea, and they couldn't compromise on this. The unions wouldn't give in. And I'm going to read what Chris Dodd said. He said the reason why he thought that was that the union shouldn't have to give in. Now, you're not going to believe this, folks. He said, with the economy in recession, he said that it wouldn't be fair to force auto workers to accept wage cuts in 2009. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that makes me angry. We lost 522,000 people lost their job in November. How much of a pay cut do you think those people took? So here's Congress trying to save these car companies, and all they're asking the unions to do is to put their payroll on parity with other car companies that have figured out how to pay their people so that they don't go bankrupt. And we got people like Chris Dodd. This is an example of somebody that we ought to be angry about. And not only on the car deal, but also on the mortgage deal. He's another person that I think we should be angry about. He actually said we shouldn't expect those union members to take a pay cut in this recession that we have. Those are his words, ladies and gentlemen. Can you believe that? That just blows me away. So what's the alternative? The alternative was because the unions wouldn't make those concessions. Look, I'm just reading this on the report, folks. I'm not making this up. This came from a report in the Wall Street Journal today. Because those people wouldn't take the pay cuts, the deal didn't go through, and consequently, before it's brought up again, unless the administration does something about it, one or two of the car companies, GM or Chrysler or both, go into bankruptcy in the meantime. And in some ways that's a good thing, but in some ways we're unwinding 100 years of industry in a few months. That's going to hurt. And we're all going to, I think there are going to be plenty of things to be angry about that. And make sure you challenge your anger towards giving somebody the responsibility for not doing their job. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.